This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we end this hour with tens of thousands of music fans in Morocco, a country known for hosting massive music festivals. The biggest of them, Mawazine, was held last month in the Moroccan capital, Rabat. Banning Air was there, and he says this year's festival provoked controversy, even as it showcased Morocco's unique place in the Arab world.
This festival is a magic festival. When you come here, you can see any kind of music from everywhere. That's lovely.
Malian superstar Salif Keita giving the Mawazine Festival a big thumbs up. Over 10 days, some 1,800 artists performed on 9 stages, the biggest ones able to accommodate up to 100,000 fans. And we're talking star power. The top acts from Africa, the Middle East, and the West, and lots of Moroccan music as well. To give you an idea of the festival's range, this year's Western acts included Kanye West, Joe Cocker, Lionel Richie, Shakira, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Yusuf Islam, formerly Cat Stevens.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows.
Mawazine began 10 years ago, just as Mohammed VI became king of Morocco while still in his 30s. Some call this the King's Festival because his patronage has done a lot to make its extravagance possible. Mawazine organizers loudly proclaim the king's oft-stated values, diversity, tolerance, building bridges between cultures. It's a message he especially wants Moroccan youth to hear. Here's Abbas Azouzi, spokesman for Maroc Culture, the nonprofit behind Mawazine.
Morocco is a very young country in terms of population. About 60% of the population is under 25 years old.
No surprise then that the Mawazine lineup also included young Moroccan rappers and rockers, notably one of the most popular rock bands of Casablanca, Hoba Hoba Spirit. Their frontman, Reda El Ali, has played Mawazine 4 times, but he notes that this year he did so with some ambivalence.
This festival is in the middle of a controversy about the political statement of young Moroccans asking themselves, is it legitimate to have big stars and to put so much money in these festivals? Well, we don't have no royalties, we don't have places to rehearse in, is it legitimate? This is a real question.
Some of Al Ali's more radical peers called for boycotting Mawazine altogether. They argued that money should be spent on helping the poor or making music a viable year-round profession. If you're really in love, said one critic, you have to give your lady a flower every week, not just on her birthday. Mawazine's Abbas Azouzi responds.
I hear the message. I can hear the message. But it's a wrong argumentation, I will say. There's a lot of things to be done, of course, for the people. But you cannot choose between one thing and another. You should do everything you can to make the people more happy and discover other things. So
you can have culture and development.
That's true. And I think if you don't have culture, you don't have development.
Hoba Hoba Spirit drew one of the most rowdy and enthusiastic crowds of this year's festival. But when they started out 10 years ago, the country's music industry was not interested in a Moroccan rock band. Hoba Hoba had to plan concerts in secret and often hide from the police. With no other options available, they turned to the web to reach fans.
The internet have changed the whole situation in Morocco, meaning that we could get rid of those producers who were explaining to us that we couldn't do it. So we put directly our songs on the website and then people download them.
Middle Eastern historian Mark Levine says that the way bands like Hoba Hoba Spirit built their audience using the internet became a kind of dressed rehearsal for the political upheavals we're witnessing today in Morocco, Egypt, Tunisia, and elsewhere.
I mean, I think underground music in the Arab world acted as an incubator for the movements that suddenly sprang to the fore in late 2010 and early 2011. Basically, the do-it-yourself music scenes laid the foundation for the do-it-yourself politics, which was at the heart of the uprisings across the Arab world. And it's hard for me in some ways to imagine one having happened without the other.
The do-it-yourself approach certainly turned things around for Hoba Hoba Spirit, but equally important was the public visibility Morocco's burgeoning variety of festivals provided.
The second big, big factor which changed our lives is the beginning and the multiplication of the festivals that didn't exist 10 or 15 years ago.
It would be wrong to think Morocco is immune to the forces driving the Arab Spring. During the Mawazin Festival, there were street protests in Rabat, generally a few hundred people demonstrating in front of the Parliament building. At least one of these demonstrations was broken up by police with batons. But meanwhile, tens of thousands thronged to the big Mawazin stages each night. Mostly, these were just music fans, but for crowds coming to hear politically engaged local bands or singers from marginalized ethnic groups, the festival gave people a chance to vent frustrations and experience powerful solidarity. Morocco's commitment to public celebrations of culture sets it apart from its repressive neighbors. It's worth noting that Mawazin has faced criticism from religious conservatives as well as progressive youth. So whatever you think of his much-touted reforms, King Mohammed VI has demonstrated an impressive awareness of his country's cultural politics. And if his centuries-old monarchy ultimately navigates the storms of the Arab Spring, festivals like Mawazin may well be part of the reason. For NPR News, I'm Banning Air.
The program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Engineers here in Washington include Renee Pringle, Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, Bill Plummer, and Nathan Bark. At news operations, Sharon Thomas, Jim Lesher, Marcia Morgan, Tom Woodward, John Guardo, Sam Greenspan, and Angie Hamilton Lowe.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.